on.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to come and talk sports with you today. Just like I get to do every day, I have the job I wanted when I was a kid. Imagine that. How many people can actually say that? Yeah, that would be me. I'm doing the job I wanted to do when I was a kid. And I want to make you a part of the show today. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you would like to join us here on The Rundown. Today, I have a couple of things we're going to get into. We're going to talk about the college baseball tournament. A couple of things that have come up with that. Also, the blue chip ratio. You know, according to the blue chip ratio, there are only 16 teams that theoretically can win a national title. I will give you those 16 teams, and you can tell me whether or not you believe that those 16 teams are in the mix. So we'll talk about that. Also, 247 Sports released their 10 most hostile environments for the 2021 season. And I have issues with this because the numbers are kind of silly. And what I mean by that is they have numbers there for some teams that don't really play anyone that's tough on their schedule. I don't think your environment can be hostile towards teams that are not quite with it, to be honest with you. What I mean by that is when you really step into it and you stop and think about it for just a minute, the big thing is that I think if you're going to have a – how can your environment be hostile when you're playing no one? And I think that's a fair way to look at it. So some of these I'm not buying. And we'll get into that momentarily. But let's start with we'll start with the college football, the blue chip ratio. According to – the blue chip ratio, and this is from 247 Sports too. And what it means is the teams that have signed more blue chip recruits than any other teams over the last four classes. So these are blue chip players that are kind of what you build your team with. And we look at the college football playoff, you generally have teams that are in, they have tons of 5- and 4-star guys. What generally puts the team over the top, though, is the team that's able to develop the 3- and 4-star guys and make them in to 5-star players. Okay? But these are 5-star blue chip ratio players or blue chip teams. Let me give you the top of the list. Number one is Alabama. Number two is Georgia. Number three is Ohio State. Number four is Clemson. Number five is LSU. Six is Oklahoma. Now, this is where it gets interesting as we roll down here. Seven is Texas. Eight is Florida. Nine would be Texas A&M, 61% of their classes are blue chip players. Michigan is at number 10. Auburn is at 11, followed by Oregon, Penn State, Notre Dame, Miami, and Southern Cal. When you look at that list and you really just step back and don't put your fan hat on for a second, just put your hat on of just talent. Those 16 teams, I'm willing to bet, I'd bet the farm that of those 16 teams, four of those are going to be in the college football playoff. Now, why am I bringing these numbers up to you? Because if you look at certain teams make more appearances in the college football playoff with less talent. One of them would be Oklahoma. They're at about 66% as far as their blue chip ratio. Same thing goes for, LSU had their one CFP appearance, and it was great. They won the national title, but they're at about 66%. The majority of these teams, though, with the exception of Notre Dame, haven't made the college football playoff yet. The team that is number two has made it one time, and that would be Georgia at 80%. 80% of their players are blue chip players. But Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama, and that's why when you really stop and think about it, Alabama should be the favorite to win every year. They have the most blue chip players under that logic. But then you look at number two with Georgia, and Georgia has a ton of blue chip players. So what is the deal with the Georgia Bulldogs? And I know people think that I'm railing Kirby Smart. I'm really not. If you're getting 80% of your roster is blue chip players, you should have more than one college football playoff appearance. Just saying. In the past 4 years, that's where you are. And you're not getting it completely done with what you got. Now, they're always... are going to be people that say, you know, Kirby Smart plays with Alabama in their conference, and they're facing a generational-type coach. I get that. Completely get that. But after a while, if you're a Georgia fan, you should be upset. Why? Because you're getting the talent that's there. You're getting just 4% less talent, theoretically, than Alabama's getting. Why can't you win? It's a novel thought. LSU's won a national title. Clemson's won national titles. Ohio State is there pretty much every year in the CFP. What's the deal with Georgia? I don't get that. It's just one of those things that gives you the cookie cutter thing here of the Georgia Bulldogs are, in my opinion, one of the most overhyped teams in the country. Every year it's the same thing. Oh, we're going to break that 40-year streak this year, Rob. We're going to break it this year. If you listen to Georgia fans, they think they've got the best team in the world. And you know what? I would probably be thinking the same thing, judged by just the talent that's on the roster. They have the talent to win. But they don't. They don't. It's not a rail on Georgia fans. It's just interesting. Some of the other teams that are in the mix here, Texas A&M, I mean, are they the team that's gotten over the hump now? Not quite. But the question comes, and of course it's one of the questions we're going to have for you today here on the Rundown, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Who's going to be the team that eventually, I'm not saying this year, pushes Alabama to the back? Or steps over them. Now, I know it's going to take time, but we're talking about just in the SEC. LSU did it for 1 year. They had a great team. Can't take anything away from that team. Generational type team that was, with all of that talent on it, and Joe Burrow basically being told at Ohio State, yeah, we're not going to use you here. And he ends up going down to LSU, plays, what, a season, and then comes back and has one of the best college football seasons ever. They did it for 1 year, but see, the C word is important, consistency. Who is going to consistently do it? The numbers say the Georgia Bulldogs. LSU bit them for a year. But could it be Texas A&M, the team in the West that has a ton of money? A ton of money. As far as the money prospect of it goes, they don't care. They'll just print more out there. They really and truthfully don't care. Could you make an argument that it's them in the conference? Could you make an argument that it's the Florida Gators? After that, it kind of steeps off. Auburn fans, please stop. You ran off a perfectly good coach, and I will not take your calls. Sorry. Everyone else can call at 803-978-1832. But I will not take Auburn fans' calls after the way they treated Gus Malzahn. Sorry, not going to work here. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Donnie says Georgia can't pick the right QB. Brock says online, UGA can't develop talent. Okay. Donnie also says the Bulldogs are the team that can push them back. You know, and it could be Georgia. Maybe they just got to have that monumental spark that LSU had. Could it be JT Daniels, the guy who was essentially told the same thing at Southern Cal that Joe Burrow was told at Ohio State? Hey, you know what? You're a good guy, but we're not going to use you here. Could he have the opportunity to do that this year? I don't know. I'm kind of a show me type guy. The game, he's undefeated in his career in college, but look at the teams that he played. Wasn't that impressive? Wasn't that impressive at all? SEC Dog Online says, what kind of fake news is Rob blowing out today? What part of Stetson Bennett do you not understand? Kirby fault? Well, yes. Hopefully, he's learned a four-foot quarterback won't work in the SEC. If you want to put this on Kirby Smart, that's fine. I'm just wondering, from the folks that run around chanting SEC, SEC, judged by this blue chip ratio, it should be the Georgia Bulldogs that take over. But you know what? If I had to pick, I would probably go with Texas A&M and LSU as the team that's going to be the next, quote, team. Now, both of them have flaws. Let's just be completely honest. Ed Orgeron is a complete idiot. You don't hire assistant coaches without interviewing them. Maybe he's learned from that, hopefully. Maybe he'll speak enough of the crazy language he has that he gets over with down there, where it's so funny when he does like press conferences with the governor. He had one of those last year. We just want to play football. I can't do the Ed Orgeron thing because I don't have the pipes for it. But we know that he can motivate his guys and get them to where they need to be. Or could it be Jimbo Fisher? Out to the phones we go, 803-978-1832. And welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not a lot. I just wanted to kind of comment on the Georgia situation that you brought up.
Sure. What you got, man?
Okay, yes, Georgia fans, I am a Florida fan, but this is not a knock on you. Okay, I know we are probably going to struggle a little bit.
You have to put that out there because Georgia fans think everyone hates them. Not everybody hates you.
Yeah. I mean, I will admit, yes, you do recruit better than most teams, but I also agree with what you said, Rob, that Georgia, you're going to have to quit losing games that you really shouldn't lose in some scenarios. And, I mean, I hate to say it, but in modern college football, Georgia, you recruit at a high level, almost Alabama type. If you don't mess up, you should win a national title, but you lose with all the talent that you have, and you really shouldn't, to teams you shouldn't lose to. I can think of several examples, like the Texas game a few years ago, where they just got to the postseason and decided to pout, and you know they are a superior team compared to what Texas was, and they get stomped.
Well, let's put this in perspective for a second. Last season, they finished behind Florida in the SEC East, but on paper, they were a much better team than Florida was, yet they lost. Yeah. They lost the division.
And, I mean, even as a fan, I will agree with you there. I mean, they've recruited better than us. They have a much better defense than us year in and year out. But on paper, you can go out and recruit all these five-star guys, but yet they, for some strange reason, cannot put the talent together. They have the talent. They cannot put all the pieces together is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. That's
I mean, they, because, I mean, think about it. You know, you go in, you think every single year, and I'd hate to be a Georgia fan, and I know what they're thinking, but it's just every single year they're like, "Oh, how about them Dogs? We're gonna win it all this year." And then what happens? They lose to somebody they shouldn't. Florida in this case, but and of course everybody remembers South Carolina and a few other teams, but I honestly think this year the season defining game for them honestly could not even come from the SEC. It could be this Clemson game. I know it's week one.
Right. It's the toughest game on their schedule, I mean, by the way. They'll chant SEC to the cows come home. The toughest game on their schedule is the ACC opponent that they're playing. They don't like to hear that either.
Yeah, and I mean, even as an SEC fan, I'll agree with you there. I don't think we're really going to have anything for them. I mean, we could. Who knows? We could hit lightning in a bottle with this new offense and could compete with them. But no, and I mean, here's the thing, Georgia fans, that you all will not like to hear, but you're going to have to shut up about how good your defense is. In modern college football, you're not going to hold teams to 22 points like you did Cincinnati in the bowl game. You're just not. Honestly, Georgia fans, do you really think you can hold Clemson to 21 points and win the game? No, you're not. And with that quarterback, yeah, he's their second string, but look at the Notre Dame game. I know they lost, but still, you can't beat teams in modern college football by putting up 20 points, and then that'd be it. I mean, you can't even beat a team that was at the bottom of the league like an Ole Miss last year. I mean,
I appreciate your call, man. I got to get some more on, but thanks so much, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Rob.
All right, there you go. And we'll head back out to the phones. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Well, first of all, Ole Miss was not at the bottom of the league. It was South Carolina who was at the bottom of the league.
Okay, why are you – hold on, sir. I did not say that. The caller did. I can't correct every caller, sir. I'm only one person.
I wasn't saying you said that. Okay. I'm just well aware of who said that. It was the caller. Yeah.
Very good.
But, again, I think I've said a few times that I haven't got a chance to clarify. You're the dime store Danny Cannell where you just trash the SEC left and right.
I'm not trashing the SEC, sir. If you listen to what I said earlier, I said the majority of the teams that are in the blue chip 16 are SEC teams. How is that trashing the SEC?
Did you not just say that the toughest team Georgia will play is in the ACC this year?
Yes, sir. That's the Georgia schedule. I can't help with the Bulldog schedule, sir.
Okay, that's assuming that we don't play somebody better than them in the SEC championship
game. You don't
game,
know,
which is entirely
sir,
possible.
Sir, that's not on your schedule yet. You have to win first. That if you look at the Georgia schedule, it doesn't show you playing in the SEC championship game. You have to earn that berth.
Did I not just say that's assuming? That was the first part of that sentence
what,
that I
so
just said.
So what I said was factual. The toughest game on your schedule is the Clemson game.
And what I said was factual as well. That's assuming that we don't play somebody better than you or ranked higher later in the season, named Alabama, Auburn, LSU, whoever it may be.
Under that logic, I'm going to assume that I could be 6'5", and with my jump shot, which is absolutely beautiful, I could be in the NBA. I'm just going to start assuming things. Georgia gets 80% of the blue chip recruits. They should win 17 national titles. I'm going to assume that. Anything would you like to assume, sir? We can assume all day long.
What you just said about under that logic and assuming makes no sense whatsoever.
It certainly does,
absolutely,
sir.
No sense.
You're
no,
assuming
it
things.
It makes no
you're
sense
assuming,
whatsoever.
Sir, I am very confident that if I were 6'5 with my jump shot, I'd be in the NBA. I'm very confident with 80% of your roster with blue chip recruits, you should win national titles. If I told you 80% of your roster is blue chip recruits, you're going to think, man, we should be winning national titles. That's an assumption, right?
Has anybody out there in Radio Land heard this before? Has he beaten this drum once or twice? But listen, when I talk about telling untruths without lying, look, you've made a living off of saying, well, Clemson played just as many top 10 or whatever it was, top 25 teams Alabama did in the regular season.
Right. Make sure you quote me correctly. The same amount of top 25 teams that Alabama play in the regular season. That is exactly true.
And that's right. And that's not telling a lie. Where I come in is telling an untruth is how many of those top 25 teams that Alabama played finished in the top 10?
I don't know. I looked at the top 25.
Of course you don't know because it's not convenient for you. But Georgia finished in the top 10, so did A&M. Guess how many ACC teams finished in that top 10? Zero. So when you look at the recruiting rankings and the NFL draft year in, year out, and let's be honest, the top 25, the last couple of years, when Auburn is down, when LSU is down, which is rare, but you're taking advantage and you're telling these people half-truths. You're using this little time here to advance your little Danny Cannell anti-SEC bullcrap, and it's a joke. There's no one in sports who really thinks the ACC is anywhere close to the SEC.
First of all, I never said that. Second of all, you've actually told a lie during this call, okay?
I did.
Yes, you did. Notre Dame was an ACC member last year. They finished number five.
Notre Dame.
Okay, so I think you should apologize to me, sir. You owe me an apology
for
lying
for
on the show.
Not being the fake that. How many years has Notre Dame been in the ACC?
They were in for 1 year. They were in the conference, sir. If you're going to call up and try to throw stones at me, you should at least have your stuff together. So I would appreciate it if you would apologize to the program, sir. You're making my listeners dumber.
There's no one out there who believes what you just said about Notre Dame. Yes,
they were in the conference last year. Were they not in the conference last year, sir? Okay, thank you.
1 year. 1 year they were in the ACC, correct. But
look,
you can make all the snide comments you want, but anyone in reality knows that Notre Dame is not part of the ACC.
See, the problem that you have, sir, is that you have to tie your boat to a conference instead of tying your boat to a team. That's the whole thing.
My team finishes in the top 10 on a regular basis.
Right, and your team has the top. Why is it that I have to be a bigger fan of your team than you do? Why is it that you can't?
No, I'm serious.
Why is it that I can demand more with 80% of the roster thinking that you should win national titles? It's only 4% less than Alabama, right?
Yeah, everyone out there, all of your listening audience understands that you're a bigger Georgia fan than I am.
I have to be. I'm defending them more than you are. I'm defending them more than you are.
Are you going to feed the 5,000 with a couple of fish and a couple of pieces of bread? I mean, come on, man.
No, I'm not a magician. I'm just being honest. I don't understand why you can't defend the fact of what I just said. Why don't you expect more of your team? It's a very simple question.
I do expect more, but I'll say this. I'm happy with what he did last year with a fourth-string quarterback, which, by the way, if you had to go to your fourth-string quarterback, where would you have finished last year?
Our fourth-string quarterback threw some touchdown passes for several teams this year. There are several teams that had their fourth-string guy play. Look, the injury factor is a big deal, and I understand that.
I completely get that. Yeah, give me 20 minutes to go back and find everybody who transferred from Georgia so I can find their...
Well, if people are transferring, then that's on the coaching staff, right? Not being able to keep them there?
Yeah, no one leaves Clemson.
Players leave Clemson all the time, sir.
Okay, so what's your point? You just talked about players leaving Georgia.
No. You said I'm going to go back and give me 20 minutes. I'm going to tell you all the players that left Georgia. All right, well, the players left Georgia. Why are they leaving Georgia? Who's that got to do with?
Players leave Clemson all the time for all kinds of different reasons.
This is not about Clemson, sir. We're talking about your team.
It is when it's convenient. It is when it's convenient for you. Then you jump in with the Clemson bullcrap.
This call is going nowhere, brother. I mean, if you have something that you would like to add.
This call is not going the direction you want it to. That's why you're about to end it.
I'm not going to end the call. You can talk, sir. I've got 2.5 minutes before my break here.
Listen, we just won 8 games in the regular season on a season that had a 10-game regular season with our fourth-string quarterback.
Sure.
What is our record versus Clemson, sir?
Since when?
In entirety.
I think Georgia, hold on, sir.
Pathetic.
So hold on, sir.
Okay.
You've got to calm down. Take your vitamins. Calm down a minute. It's okay. All right. You're not driving, are you? I'd be really upset if you're driving. I don't want you to, like, pull over and bad things happen to you. Georgia leads the series with Clemson. I think it's by 24 games.
Yeah, it's 42-18 and something.
Okay. Is that not 24 games, sir?
Yeah, it's pretty close. Okay. Somewhere in there. Okay. My Georgia math is a little bit fuzzy.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and what have we accomplished with that, sir?
Listen, Dime Store Danny Cannell, you're bashing the reason I called you is you're bashing the SEC.
I'm not bashing the SEC,
sir. By telling half-truth about the SEC.
I'm not bashing the SEC, sir.
We absolutely dominate the upper half of the top 25 year in.
You don't play a good portion of the top 25. Let's not do that either. So
wait, what'd you just say?
You don't play a bunch of teams that are in the top 25 every year. Go and look at your schedule.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
teams that finish in the top 25. If you played in the West, you'd have an argument, but you don't. You get geared up.
Okay.
Come on, man. The East is terrible. Let's be honest. You've got one game you get up for every year, and that's the game you play at a neutral site.
Sir, who did we play in the SEC West last year?
You played Auburn and Alabama the first time you played them. You don't play them every year. That's the thing.
We just played Alabama, and we finished inside the top 10 this year, didn't we? Did we not? With a four-string quarterback, by the way.
All right, and with that four-string quarterback, that's absolutely true. How many top 25 wins did you have when the season ended, from the regular season? How many top 25?
How many did you
have? I didn't play, but Georgia had zero.
Well, wait. You just said how many did I have?
Sure, you were referring to Georgia. I thought you were referring to Georgia,
sir. Okay, when I threw the same question back at you, you said I didn't play.
I didn't play. I don't suit up.
Obviously, you're trying to be a smartass because the facts don't back you up here. That's your issue.
I just ask you a simple question. Don't get upset, sir.
Some idiot Georgia fan has to call you and school you on reality, but that's just what happened. Okay,
you've talked in circles.
No. You're a joke, man. You're telling half truth.
Sure.
You're not being honest with your audience.
I'm being completely
honest.
You can't curse on the radio, man. Sorry about that. All right, you can't use curse words on the radio. Sorry. I apologize for having to dump you for that, but you cannot drop the S bomb on the radio. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break, and we come back. We'll have more for you here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Back to The Rundown. Good afternoon. We'll head out to the phone. Scott, what do you got for the program, sir?
Yeah, man. Georgia fans, just like South Carolina fans, they're SEC fans.
Okay.
They pull for – if Alabama's in the playoffs, they become Alabama fans automatically. They live vicariously through Nick Saban and through LSU and through Auburn, Florida. I think Tennessee's won national championships at Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
So has Georgia Tech. They don't like hearing that either.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that. But, I mean, like you said, I pull for Clemson. If everybody in the SEC lost, I could care less. It doesn't affect me.
Right,
but Georgia fans think that, oh, we have to pull for the SEC. I mean, he kept wanting to talk about every other team except for Georgia.
Right,
and
that's a problem.
Yeah, he kept saying they're four-string quarterback. Well, he was third on the depth charts because your coach was too dumb to recognize you got a five-star quarterback on your roster.
Right, and in fairness, he will tell you that that JT Daniels was injured. Now, on that front, I can buy that, but I'm also in the camp of why not have somebody else developed, but that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, but Kirby Smart said he was cleared to play all year.
Right.
But Kirby Smart, he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, his last name's Smart, right?
There you go.
All right, man. Scott, thank you for calling the program. Appreciate
it. All right,
buddy. All right, and out to the phones we go. Welcome into the Rundown.
What up, Rob?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Just got off work. This is Gator Tooth.
Gator Tooth, how are you, sir? Remember, you cannot curse on the radio like our buddy Beg and Megan did earlier.
I was checking. I thought that was him because I tuned in late.
Yeah,
I won't do that.
You can't curse on the radio, but go ahead.
I got you. I was really calling you to see if that's who that was. I thought it was.
He gets upset. I I told him I want to make sure he's not driving. I don't want to be responsible if something happens to him. But, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. He was just really upset.
Yeah. Hey, he'll have to tuck his little dog tail between his legs when they play with Florida. So,
you know, that's the second toughest game on their schedule. So they got to get jacked for that one. It's just the way that it is.
We need to start a movement. Hashtag put the brows on the lines.
we'll have to figure that out, man. Hey, Gator Tooth, thanks for calling the show, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'll holler at you with Jackpot.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, there you go. Appreciate it. All right, so going back to the blue chip ratio of teams that can win the national title according to the blue chip status here, meaning that percentage of their players that are blue chip players, Alabama leads the way with 84%, followed by Georgia with 80%. Ohio State at 79, Clemson at 67. Back out to the phones. And welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
What's going on, man? This is your boy, Mr. Gamecock, in here again.
What can I do for you today, sir, on the program?
What was said last time that Gamecock fans pulled for Alabama or any SEC team?
That was the caller that was earlier, sir. People are entitled to their opinion.
I'm a Gamecock fan, bro. We don't pull – this one right here don't pull for just no SEC team just because they in the playoffs. If my team don't make it, I ain't going for nobody. I don't have a dog in the fight. I tell you like that, straight out of Gamecock mouth. That's all I wanted to say. Have a good day, Rob.
All right, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling the show. 803-978-1832. I can buy that. After the when the World Series starts, like the playoffs start, if the Braves aren't in it, I don't watch any more baseball. I can put that out there. When my Phoenix Suns, who, by the way, are America's team, when they get eliminated, if they get eliminated from the playoffs, I won't watch any more of the NBA either. So I can buy that. I do think there's a section of fans that are like, you know what? If we didn't have this team in here, we would be great. I think there's that fan. There's that fan that does that. But you never know. I mean, there are sections of people that, if you run around chanting SEC, SEC, or ACC, or Big 12, or whatever, nah, you don't normally do that. You know who normally doesn't do that at all? You never hear Alabama fans doing that. Not on the football field, anyway. I don't think I've ever seen Alabama fans talking about SEC, SEC. I don't think they care. They just want to beat the snot out of you like they beat the snot out of everybody else. Just saying. All right, taking your calls this afternoon, more of the blue chip, 16 teams that can win a national title. LSU checks in at number 5, followed by Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida. Texas A&M is at number 8, followed by Michigan, Auburn, Oregon, Penn State, Notre Dame, Miami, and Southern Cal. You know, a couple teams that are interesting there, Auburn gets into the mix in the at 56% of their players. How good was Gus Malzahn? The more and more you look at it, 8 times he played Nick Saban, he beat him 3 out of 8 times. 56% of his players are blue chip players, playing in the middle of Alabama at Auburn in the middle of nowhere, basically. How good was Gus Malzahn? He's happier than anything right now down at Central Florida, where he probably doesn't have to recruit as hard, I mean, to come to Central Florida. It's probably an easier job. He's looked at like he's absolutely great instead of with disgust, which is the way the Auburn fans looked at him. Talk about a guy. And he got paid. He got paid big time to leave. So Auburn's paying him to coach somewhere else. So it's a good life being Gus Malzahn, by the way. Lost Aggie says, Texas is going to lose week 1 when the Raging Cajuns roll into DKR and barbecue Bevo while Jimbo and the Aggies introduce the FBS to the Wrecking Crew. Well, appreciate the Texas A&M fans. Are they the team that could put out, could step over Alabama? Because eventually somebody, I mean, yes, Alabama's consistently great, but there's going to be a time when Alabama takes a step back. Just saying. All right, quick break, and we come back. We'll have more for you. Wrap up the rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. final segment of the Rundown this afternoon here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Donnie actually called in and wanted me to make sure that we mentioned the last SEC East team to beat Alabama was South Carolina. Yep, there you go. Anyway, rolling along with that, a couple of notes here really quick. In the bottom of the seventh inning, down at Founders Park, Dallas Baptist leads Virginia 2-1. That matchup, whoever wins that will go to the College World Series. Also tonight, you've got Notre Dame and Mississippi State, game three there that will send someone to the College World Series. You already have in the College World Series Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Those are two of the teams there. In addition to that, you've got NC State, who advanced after taking out the number one overall seed, Arkansas. I'm sorry, it wasn't Mikkel, it was someone else. My bad, Mikkel. Let's see here, a couple of other games here. Ole Miss, they lose to Arizona, so Arizona will advance, and Texas has advanced. So you've got two teams from the state of Tennessee that are in the College World Series. So that's some interesting stuff there. You could end up with two ACC teams in the mix. Actually, three. NC State is advanced. Notre Dame could advance today. And Virginia, if they can pull off a rally here in the seventh inning down at Founders Park here in Columbia, they could advance. Baseball is a weird game. I mean, the more and more you watch, because I watched a ton of Arkansas baseball this year. Don't ask me why. It just seemed like it was always on my TV at some point where I could watch Arkansas play. I thought that Arkansas was a great always on my TV at some point where I could watch Arkansas play. I thought that Arkansas was a great, great team, and they're going home. Now, I've watched some Notre Dame games this year, too. I thought they were a great team, and they're going home. It's a mess across the board. It really is. I want to thank our callers for calling in today. I appreciate the passion. I'm sorry if I upset some people with some of the things I said, but facts hurt feelings, ladies and gentlemen. It's just kind of the way that it is. Tomorrow on the program, I'm going to save this for tomorrow, the 10 most hostile environments of 2021 for college football. Some of these make sense, and some of them you kind of look at it from the perspective of, why is it a hostile environment when they have to only get up for said teams? It's not really that far-fetched. Jimmy, with a good point here. Jed says, let's get Jimmy's comment first. I'm all over the place. It's ADD radio here this afternoon. Jimmy said, I told you last week NC State pitching was really good. Yeah, they lost 21 to something or another on day two, but they did manage to have a 3-2 win there. So maybe that pitching just didn't show up for game two, but you are right. They did win well with they did win out with the other set. So. And Jed says Virginia just hit a grand slam in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wow. If you would have told me at the beginning of the college baseball playoffs here that you could theoretically have more ACC teams in than SEC teams, I probably would have laughed at you. I even said on this show, I thought it was going to be four SEC teams regardless. Four SEC teams regardless. By the way, I had a chance to look at something, and I kind of want to use the platform here to put this out there. There were some Tennessee fans that should be ashamed of themselves. Someone sent me the clip, and I haven't had a really good chance to, like, really gawk at it yet. But apparently there was an LSU player that got injured yesterday. And these Tennessee fans are booing this kid off the field. What the hell is wrong with you? Seriously. I mean, I know everybody wants their team to win, and I get that. I just, in the end, these are college kids. Let's slow down for just a minute here. Slow down for just a minute. They are college kids playing a game. they're not getting paid for this, in theory. Yes, I know that they get their scholarship for it, but that doesn't give you the right to boo them when they get injured. So for the Tennessee fans that were doing that, that's pretty sad. Now, I know that not all Tennessee fans are that way, but it's kind of silly. Also, something else I tweeted out over the weekend. You should be following me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. There was a baseball that was like hit like a home run, and apparently this lady snatched the ball from some little girl and just walked off with it. We should have a new rule here on the Rundown. If you're at a game and a baseball is hit near you and a kid touches it, just let the kid have it. Let the kid have it. Tom says it's almost as bad as the Clemson fan base sending racist and death threats to their own best player on the basketball team. Yep, that shouldn't happen either. I don't know what Tom's problem is. Are you behind the people at Tennessee, Tom? Are you a Tennessee fan? Are you trying to shed some light on those folks and make it seem that someone else did something worse than they did? Not following, Tom. Help me out there, brother. Anyway, if a ball is hit near you at a baseball game and there's a kid that has it, just let him have it. Don't muscle them up. Now, here's an even better thought. If you catch the ball yourself, hand it to a kid. Simple as that. It's a new rule here on the Rundown. Tomorrow we will discuss the most hostile in college football environments in 2021. Some of the ones that are on here I don't think need to be here. And some of them should be here. There's one or two that are not here that I was kind of like, huh? How does that happen? We'll talk about that tomorrow, right here on the Rundown. I'm not going to read Jimmy's comment. Jimmy's over the top with the Macho Man elbow there. Lost Aggie says it is wrong for anybody to boo an injured player. What has happened to sportsmanship? Completely agree with that. Tom says he was talking about Clemson fans when they were okay. I got you. I'm losing track over here in the chat room. Anyway, you're welcome to join us at any time on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good as I tweet out stuff there. Sometimes some of it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't have an NBA team to watch right now because my sons have to wait for the Clippers and Jazz to get their stuff together. Yeah, there's that. So, looking forward to seeing who my sons are going to play in the Western Conference Finals. We'll have to see how that works out. By the way, you should be listening to Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swann. He is the czar of Clemson sports. Feel free to check him out this afternoon right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. His tears are delicious because he's a Lakers apologist and his team is sitting at home right now. That's where Anthony Davis would be anyway, even if the season were here. All right, so don't forget Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swann.
Stop looking at me, Swann.
Follow his show on Twitter at Clemson Sports. His website is clemsonsportstalk.com. And he's on it today from 4 to 6. You can find him on the iHeartRadio app. That's the easiest way to catch him pretty much wherever you are. All right, podcast of the show will be up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to have some recruiting folks on at some point this week to talk about all the camps that have been going on since the dead period pretty much ended on June 1st. Lots of stuff that is out there for us to get into here on the Rundown. As we get closer and closer to college football season, Lawton Swann and I will be going to the ACC kickoff event up in July. Looking forward to that. All kinds of stuff here on the Rundown. We appreciate you as always. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. We'll see you tomorrow.